alongside Jeremiah. As we look at this game, I know it was one that was circled on your radar the final time you got to play your hometown team. Finally get a win. What does it feel like to you?
I was really emotional after the game. I was literally tearing up. It's big for this entire team. Having that 4-game losing streak, coming back and beating a good team like Toledo. It really is something special.
You knew it was going to be a challenge right at the end. What challenges did their mobile quarterback really present? I mean, he ends up throwing a pick at one point, but certainly created challenges with his legs as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that dude, he's got an arm, and then along with that, we have to work on keeping contain. And then if we broke contain, he'd break it up inside. If we went inside, he would loop out. So, I mean, he's a great player.
Offensively, certainly Mike Glass of the offense helped spot a 21-point lead. You limit them to 6 points at half. This is a team that's been putting up points at record paces. What were you and Coach Nethery able to game plan and do so well?
No, Coach Nethery just said do our job. I mean, simple as that. Coach Needham as well, and all the defensive coaches for that matter, just said do your job, and we got to execute, and we did a pretty good job executing today.
You finish with 1.5 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, another solid day, and maybe... Are we seeing some of your best football that you've played in 2018?
Right now, yeah. I mean, it's been a little ride. First 6 games, dealing with some knee pain, stuff like that from the injury. But today I was pain-free and back to playing like old Jerry.
That's what we like to hear. Cool. Congrats on the win.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.